B-Pod Studios.
Only from Comcast. Let's go to Jerry L. What's up, Jer?
What's up, fellas?
Oh, the legendary Jerry L. Where you been, my brother?
Here and there, you know. I'm retired.
You making moves?
I got a lot of time on my hands. It's very, very...
Mission, my man.
Same old thing. I was just... Jason, you missed when you went through the happenings of the past week. You didn't mention the death of the Big Five.
Yeah.
Fran Gorn and...
I did mention that. I mentioned Phil Martelli being unceremoniously dismissed, and also Fran Dunphy's career coming to an end. Yeah, I mentioned that.
Well, I didn't hear those. When did
you... Oh, yeah. I just did it right before we went to the break boot, dude.
Yeah, that was the death of the Big Five. Eh?
Yep. I think you're right.
Well, a lot of people would say the death of the Big Five was years ago, but...
No, but as far as the modern day, it's gone. Yeah, it's gone. When Phil and Dumpf go, that's two legends of the Big Five out.
Yep.
We used to go to the Palestra when I was 14 to try to sneak in. Big Five doubleheader.
Yeah.
So that's the end of those two guys. They were the end. That was the end of Jack Ramsey and a few of those... The LaSalle
gang. I don't know who St. Joe's, what St. Joe's thinks, like, what they are. Like, what are you going to do? Who are you going to get?
There was a lot of better ways to do that.
I mean, you got a guy that's been there 24 years. You can't let him get his 25th and, do something, show some respect to the man. You got some AD coming in. She comes in from, Notre Dame. And you understand where you're at?
Oh, yeah, they were solid citizens. That wasn't looked at. That's the best part of it, guys, beside the hoop piece. But a few things, fellas. First of all, Ant hasn't been talked about much due to the Harper bias. JT Real Muto is a beast.
Yeah, man.
And he's going to save him 6 games just behind the plate.
Yeah.
Alfaro wasn't a great catcher.
And he was horrible at the plate, too. Horrible.
Yeah, And this guy is a beast.
Yeah,
you look at him. There's a lot of good things they picked up, but he's a killer.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's your Jimmy Butler.
Real fast back on Jason's topics. Jason, I'll leave you alone on the milk thing. But right. They're the best cheesesteak. I don't like Moosehead bread, but Donkey's was very strong in Camden.
Donkey's, it's a great spot. It's weird though. It's almost like not like a cheesesteak though. It's like unto its own.
But all the same ingredients are all there.
It's the most it's a great sandwich. It's unbelievable. Donkey's in Camden, it's a bar. And
it's your boy Bourdain's thing.
Yes. Yeah. But it's not, what's weird though? Again, I put it's almost closer to a Nick's roast beef. It was on the Kaiser roll. He uses the round rolls, Donkey's does. The round rolls and...
For the steak sandwich.
Yeah, it's not like a long roll. It's like a great sandwich. Really, it's unbelievable.
But you maybe wouldn't categorize it as a cheesesteak.
It's weird because it doesn't feel like... It doesn't taste like a cheesesteak. It tastes like a combination of something. It's delicious. And it's done with like onions and an American. And I usually don't put American on steaks. I don't like American cheese on steaks, but somehow this thing all works. It's a great sandwich. Andy Bourdain went there and dubbed it like the best cheesesteak, but it's different
not really
though.
Even a cheesesteak. Okay.
It doesn't. It's like a different kind of taste. It's outrageous, and it's on a Kaiser roll.
I like the Kaiser roll. It's a nice round Kaiser roll.
Yeah, it's a great sandwich.
You can get a good squeeze on a Kaiser roll when you're eating it. Too.
It's really good. It kind of reminds me of like that. Like I love like a Nick's roast beef. Classic.
Yeah, au jus on the side. On
Jackson Street and just go and, I love that.
Tear it up.
And, but this thing is different than like a regular cheese, wrapped cheese, long cheese.
I got a tweet here I need you to respond to as well. Euphoric Rush tweets it and says, Jason Murray, I have no problem with you drinking milk with spaghetti, but you sound like a pretentious moron when you corrected Andrew because he called it sauce and you said it's gravy. Read the jars or ask authentic Italian and I'll tell you that it's tomato sauce. WTF, what is tomato gravy? I didn't say tomato gravy. We've always called it gravy.
Gravy.
It's got meat.
Okay, so
right?
Growing up, we would call it marinara sauce, like marinara.
Marinara.
So it was marinara sauce. That's without gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just tomato sauce.
Yeah.
When you put meat in it, it becomes a gravy.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. So, I guess
the Sunday gravy, which is they call, is with all the meat.
The meat and the sausages, the sweet or hot, and maybe a bay leaf or two in there for flavor. You put the bay leaf in your gravy?
I don't, no.
No?
No.
That's how my mom, I always had a bay leaf, I always had to pick it out.
Yeah.
You don't want to bite a bay leaf.
No.
It's a flavoring device, not to be eaten.
But that was always the distinction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Quite frankly, I always liked the fresh marinara, like tomato sauce. Without the meat.
Really?
Yeah, that's my...
It's something such simplistic, a great flavor to it.
Something simplistic as... like the Sam Marzano tomatoes where the tomato and the good, really good olive oil.
Yeah.
You know, that's what all Italian food is just simple ingredients. You don't over spice it. You just leave the simple ingredients and let them
shine.
Are you
a Parmesan cheese guy?
No.
Locatelli?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little container at the Colonial butcher shop. It's freshly, shredded and everything. It's great, yeah. Locatelli.
Yeah, no, it's...
You're surprised I'm a Locatelli, man.
I quite frankly am.
You thought I was like the plastic out
I
of the...
I figured you were a craft.
Yeah, the plastic, green plastic
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, bad Parmesan.
Either Parmesan or Parmesan Reggiano.
Where there's more, it's good. You're right. It's good.
Locatelli is awesome.
I thought you would be more of that with the... there's wood in some of those cheaper Parmesan things.
Really? So you got wood chips in there, too?
There's literally, go look at the label. Yeah. That's why you got to get the good Locatelli.
Yeah, freshly. Mm-hmm. It's really good. 610.
That's impressive.
Yeah. See, I'm
actually shocking.
Yeah. You're surprised I even knew what Locatelli was.
I don't really care. I just expect you to have no palate at all.
Yeah. Well, I could spread. Yeah. Boston Gary goes, it's gravy. Grew up Italian. Always called it gravy. So that guy's giving me, saying I was a pretentious moron. A lot of people disagree, but you might be right. 610-632-0975. Midday show on The Fanatic.
All right. Let me tell you about the uncles. They love their gravy. They're like the old school guys. Beautiful. Uncle Greg over at Family Chrysler Dodge Ram, he does his own. He's the cook in the house, too. Now, he makes a crab gravy that is outrageous, like mine, where it's unbelievable. And it's getting to that season. It's the spring sales event going on right now at Family Chrysler Dodge Ram. That's right. Get ready for the spring weather in that new Jeep 4x4 or Ram pickup that you've always wanted and save up to 30%. That's it. Savings up to 15 grand. Only a family. You'll get the lowest prices, plus oil changes, state inspections, a loaner card, no charge. Your buying experience is always fun, fast, and friendly. The best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer during the Jeep Freedom Days. Save 30%. And as always, remember, look, when you go down there, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the slogan is you're more than a customer, you're family. And that's never been more true. I'm telling you, go down, see Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, and you're going to fall in love. You don't need to go anywhere else. They can take great care of you. They've been at the Airport Auto Mall forever. They're online at familyautos.com. And go be part of the family. See the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Earlier today with Gargano and Mertidis.
I have milk with spaghetti. It's great.
Oh.
That's a great combination, just to let you know.
Oh, God. I just want to vomit.
Oh, did you say milk and spaghetti?
Oh, my
God. You're,
yeah, it's so good.
You know what you are? You're a garbage disposal.
In a lot of ways.
You just throw anything in there.
Well, you should see how I eat it, too. I like mix everything together with everything I eat.
All right. Dude, so why are you doing this, man?
Just try it.
I'm just trying to get to an hour. I'm just trying to get to 12:20.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly Delis. Visit RealPhillyDeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
This doesn't drive you.
It is 12:20. We've reached that 12:23 to be exact, and the games have started. So I'm about to check out.
I got another thing that I do food wise for you.
When I don't really want to hear it.
You may applaud this actually.
I doubt it
because I eat a lot of dinners as you did when you were on the road in press dining rooms, right? And depending on where you go, sometimes you get a great press dining room, like Montreal, tremendous press dining room. Some buildings you go to is horrible.
Yeah, I used to like San Francisco. Both the ballpark, AT&T, and I haven't been to the new one, the new Niners one. But
Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, I haven't been to that one. But San Francisco had the great, unbelievable food.
Yeah. It's what you hope that a team you cover gets to the playoffs because they step up the food, too. Like, I remember Cup Finals, they had a carving station.
Because
all the big-time
meetings.
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
the hat.
The hat and the knife.
Yeah.
And the long fork
There's
thing.
Nothing better than the chef with the big hat carving the meat.
But sometimes you get, like, the meat, like, on a generic Tuesday night regular season game when you're taking on Calgary, and the food's not great. And it's a little, like, a meat thing, like a chicken or whatever, might be a little dry. So I'll go over to the soup area and grab like a little cream of mushroom and put it on top of the chicken to moisten it. Not like a ton, just enough like to give it some more flavor.
First of all, cream of mushroom makes me ill.
Yeah. I don't eat mushrooms, but I'll eat cream of mushroom soup. I don't eat peas, but I like split pea soup.
Yeah, I don't eat that stuff.
No.
I don't like that.
So there you go. That's another little fabulous
trick. Look at Natalie brought a sandwich.
Okay.
What do you got, Nat?
They're cheese hoagies.
Cheese hoagies.
Oh, no, I'm good. I don't need it. I'm good.
We might dip into it.
Okay, leave it for Jason. Nat, you're the best, though. Yeah. Nat cares about
I'll
this.
Go in the fridge, see what I can combine with that.
It's Friday Lent pizza day.
Yeah. Do you still not eat meat on Fridays during Lent?
Yeah. I do.
I don't practice anymore.
I do it. It's weird, but I still do it.
Yeah.
You can break into a million.
When's the last time you did
like
a mass?
You can break a million laws and sins and all, but you I don't eat meat on Friday.
That's what I've always said. I don't think God is going to put me in the same place with Jeffrey Dahmer because I had a slice of bacon this morning.
Correct. Listen, I get it. I get you. I don't know. For me, it's more a tradition thing, I guess.
Yeah. Well, when's the last time you've been to mass?
Not too long ago. Like, my kids go to Catholic school, so.
Okay, well, what about, the confessional?
I don't believe it. I don't even believe in it. I don't believe in that.
In confessing?
That's just my own personal beliefs. I don't believe that you need to tell someone, another human being, what you're truly, truly sorry for. Mm-hmm. I believe you can atone.
They say it's the conduit, though.
I don't agree with that. I think that you can atone to your God, and only your God knows what's in your heart.
Okay.
And whether or not you truly atone for it.
Yeah, and just because you verbalize it doesn't mean you're atoning.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get
That's why when it comes to spirituality, religion, to each his own, man.
Yep.
Whatever how you get through life.
Yep. Whatever helps you, whatever you believe in is an individual choice. Oftentimes, so is what you eat. Let's go to Glenn and Matty Yunk on the Fnac. Hey, Glenn.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hour with Anthony and Jason.
I like that.
What's up, G?
But the thing about it, Glenn, is that like sports are spiritual to me.
You know what? I can live with that. I can live with that. But I got to tell you, Jason, when I was a child, because of my mom, I ate as a child, spaghetti and milk. But when I became a man, I put away childish things and changed that milk to a glass of wine. Gotcha?
No, I understand that, and I understand
He's the same pal of an 8-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it just always tasted good, Glenn. And I'm not much of a wine drinker anyway. So it always tasted good. Look, there's an association, too, to your childhood, which sometimes is attractive as well.
Well, listen, my parents put milk in front of me for everything when I was a kid, so I dig that.
Yeah, well, when did you have strong bones?
Yeah, well, I got that.
Yeah, so all the steroids they put and... Never mind.
Well, that's why I go Rosenberg's.
That's another show.
This is why I called. First of all, the chicken noodle soup and peanut butter made me gag. I think finally we have arrived, guys. The process is officially over. What I saw the last three games is the Sixers made a statement and Brett Brown made a statement. And I think the rest of the league is on notice. Yo, the Sixers are really for real. And they're just going to get better the longer they play together. It's going to be something to watch. I'm looking forward to these playoffs like I've never looked before. And the last
How about the conference semis and the conference finals with those four teams, Bucks, Celtics, Raptors, and Sixers? It's going to be unbelievable, man.
Great basketball. And I just moved to Mania. I've been here 2 years now. And I got to tell you something. Mania literally means have a drink. And these last 2 days, these pubs have been loaded with folks drinking.
Andrew's a Mania Young dude. Our producer, yes.
So. It's a great spot. You like living there, right? It's a great spot.
Oh, my God, man. You can't miss that. Every spot you go into in Manayunk is great for a drink.
That's a beautiful thing, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
Guys, take it easy.
You too, Jay. Always a pleasure.
Let's put him in
the
mix.
That's right. He really said he dips his peanut butter and jelly sandwich in soup.
And chicken noodle soup. Like, I get the grilled cheese and tomato soup thing is great.
Yeah, I don't like the dip stuff.
Dunker?
No. But I would understand that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of just tomato
soup. I would understand the... I like just tomato soup. I love tomato soup. But
like
I
the
make
Campbell's
my,
condensed?
No, I make my own.
Oh, okay.
I do my own. The kids love the way I do it.
Do you put anything extra in, like little chunks of chicken or anything like that?
And or is tomato it just soup? Straight you don't tomato put soup? In tomato soup, no.
Okay.
I'll put little pastine. They're little tiny, tiny pastine.
Oh, like the little, they're really tiny, right?
Yes.
All right. Damn it. I wanted to hit something here.
I know you did.
Fat fingered it. All right, let's go to Uncle T. What's up, T?
Hey, what's up, Jason? Cuz, what's up, Cuz?
What's up, my brother?
It's your boy Tommy from Mayfair.
Hey, Tom. How are you, man?
Good. I got the Million Soviet tickets off you a couple of years back. That was a big day, big game. But, I got something to talk about regarding the Sixers. It's kind of important. You guys have been talking about it this week a little bit. I was watching the other night in third quarter. Mark Zumoff was on. He had some clown from NBC Sportsnet. And they're talking about Embiid for about a minute and a half while the game's going on. And then he goes and starts talking about Steph Curry. Meanwhile, Tobias is balling. And then he starts talking about Russell Westbrook. And there's just no play-by-play at all. During the game.
Yeah, that was Tom Haberstroh he had on during the game.
I mean, there's no play-by-play. Like, that's kind of a slap in the face when you're sitting there talking about guys that we really care nothing about. I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, it's, you know, you have an NBA guy on and you're trying to do, you know, I understand sometimes, like, what you're trying to do. I get it from your standpoint, Tom.
You don't want to lose the game,
that
though.
That you want to be, you know, you're going to be locked into the game.
I mean, I'd rather have Tom McGinnis any day. Like, I would pay to listen to Tom McGinnis during the game than them guys. Anybody that would
play. Well, they're good. I like Zoom. I enjoy him.
Oh, Zumwalt's good.
Zoom. But listen, Tom, and Tommy does a great job on the radio, so it's kind of cool. It's like you get both. I hear you.
But why can't we get play-by-play on TV? Like, what's the rule against that?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, most of the time they get, you know. Like, come the stretch game part of the game, you know, the Zoom's locked in.
Yeah, you're right.
He's ready to come in for a landing.
That's right.
All right. I got
locking all windows and doors, baby.
Yeah. Turning garbage into gold.
A cup of milk with spaghetti and meatballs is my favorite dish. I just don't mix the milk in with it.
No, neither do I. Neither do I. I don't mix the milk in there either, no. But I drink the milk and I eat the spaghetti and meatballs.
You gotta keep your bones strong.
That's absolutely. Thanks, T. Have a great weekend. No, I don't mix the milk in. That would be nasty. I'm a 2 meatball and a sausage guy. I go more meatball than sausage. You got a nice meatball. I had your meatball.
I do. I make them. My kids love mine.
Right, what's your pasta of choice? Is it just spaghetti?
I like long pasta. No, it depends. Sometimes we'll do the short. We'll do the short ones, like it's like a rigatoni type, but whatever.
What about a gavadillo?
I like the cavatelli.
Yeah.
And I like the gnocchi.
I love gnocchi.
But it's got to be I like the cheese and gnocchi more than the potato and gnocchi. Cheese and gnocchi is lighter.
Yeah.
The potato
is a heavy item.
It feels like you ate like an anchor.
Yeah. It's a lead brick in your belly.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to wean off. I have been trying to wean off of it.
Yeah, like when I was growing up and playing a ton of hockey on the weekend, I would eat a pound of gnocchi Friday night.
My grandmother used to make the gnocchis.
Yeah.
So you'd teach her.
Roll it with the thumb.
Well, she would have the fork, and she'd make the little thing with the fork.
Yeah, to make the little grating.
The ridges, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Great. Let's go.
And she would make the, my cousin and I were just talking about that recently. So she would use the leftover, she'd make her own pasta. And the leftover stuff, she would eat herself. And they were like all the leftover pieces of pasta.
Yeah.
That were not in any kind of shape. And then she would boil them, and she would make it like an aioli out of it with just olive oil, garlic.
Yeah, yeah.
And some broccoli rabe, some greens.
Yeah.
And hot peppers.
Oh, that sounds great, actually.
She would make it. It would be delicious.
Yeah, look, and all the noodles are different.
Yeah, and then she would put the locatelli cheese on it.
She had the crank machine?
No, she'd do it by hand.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go.
She literally,
stringing them, yeah.
String the pasta.
Wow. T. Will in Jersey's on the fan. What's up, T?
Yo, you're making me sick to my stomach because, like, I can't believe you eat drinking milk and spaghetti. You didn't grow up yet?
Have you tried it ever?
Yeah, when I was like 5 years old. Yeah.
Okay. It didn't agree with you. It agreed with me
when they were 5 years old, babe.
Well, look,
come on, the guy's absolutely right. When you grow up, you leave that stuff for kids play, man.
Look, I liked it. Why would I, if I like it, why would I stop eating it? That doesn't make any sense to me. It's a personal taste.
I don't know.
Anthony, man, listen, look, dude, I don't know.
I don't go to a restaurant and order a glass of milk. If I go to Limoncello in Westchester and order veal parm, I don't go, hey, can I have a glass of milk?
You probably do. You're just not telling them.
No, I would. T-Will, come on. Do I hide anything? Half the stuff I say is not to my benefit.
I have no idea. You probably put mayo on a cheesesteak, too, like some of these guys.
No. Take that back. I don't do that.
But let's get down to business, yeah, man, because he's really making me sick today. going into playoffs, if we get in foul trouble, Sixers get in foul trouble with Embiid, are you bringing Bolden off the bench?
See, the problem is you really need to bring Amir. He's better because I don't know if I trust Bolden. Amir's bad, but I don't trust Bolden. And Bobin, you can't because he's a bad matchup for most teams.
So
it's kind of a difficult spot.
Yeah, because like you said, right now nothing really matters until we get to the playoffs. I mean, we just got to hang on to the third seed. Do what we do. If we lose a game here,
they're pretty much locked in the third seed. I mean, they're four games behind Toronto for the two seed, and they're 3.5 and 4 ahead of Indiana, Boston. So they're pretty much locked into the third seed.
So yeah, basically just going for it, because Embiid, I can see him being overly aggressive and getting into quick foul trouble, and that might hurt us down the stretch, because then he's not going to play the type of defense we need him to play, and he's still going to give up the lane because he doesn't want to get in foul trouble because we need him on the court. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we get in that type of battle, I'm curious on what Brett Brown's thinking.
I think it's all going to be matchup. I think it's all going to be predicated on matchup. Because remember, there are times when you can go Mike Scott really as the five, depending what you want to do. Because you got Ben that can guard a lot of bigger guys.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. Maybe sliding Ben down and then having Jimmy at the point. And keeping,
You remember, like, just talking about defensively how you would match up, because you don't need to dictate. You're going to match up who you're going to match up defensively. It doesn't matter who you, on offense, what happens. And like, I would save the Butler thing for the fourth quarter. That's my kind of rope-a-dope. End the game, like last half of the fourth quarter.
Closer.
When I really need possessions, that's when I really have Jimmy run the show.
Curious, man. I mean, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be fun, isn't it, T-Will?
Oh, man, it's going to be exciting. It's just, here's the thing. Toronto is the team that I know is just going to give us a lot of issues. They're just,
yeah, I agree with you.
Their depth is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Their depth is crazy. They got starters that are on the bench that can start on any team in the league right now.
Right.
So, that's going to be a dogfight. But, these next couple of weeks is going to be interesting, man. It's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, T-Will, have a great weekend,
brother. Good stuff, brother. Great stuff.
All right, you guys. Have a good one.
All right, let's go to Jeff and Ash. I guess that's Aston, probably. Is it Aston, Jeff?
Yeah, you got it. Aston.
Cool.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, man, I called him.
Now, they are, I mean, they're a deep team.
I mean, Toronto's
a deep team. I mean, between Lowry, Danny Green, Kawhi, Siakam, Ibaka, you got Gasol, you got the OG, you got Van Fleet, who's going to come in and give you minutes. Norman Powell gives you minutes.
Greta Van Fleet, huh?
You know, even Jeremy Lin played a little bit for him. Like, they have a very, very deep, deep team.
Yeah, and obviously they're one of the best players, too.
Well, he's the best player.
Yeah.
But you don't have the stars that the overall eliteness that the Sixers have.
Yeah, the Sixers can put those four guys, and we'll take JJ out of that equation, but those four guys are all stars. Kawhi's a star, and he's a great – I mean, is he a top three player in the league? In your opinion?
Wait, you're talking about Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's top, definitely. He's
top three. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can, and he's great at both ends.
No, but they only have one true star.
True star, yeah. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina on the Fanatic. What's up, Chucky?
I want to help with the cookbook.
All right.
I want to put my nachos in there. Well, I can't call them game day nachos anymore because, you know, we had to call them.
You're going to do the green nachos for the Jason Caveman cookbook.
I'll put it under consideration, Chuck. I'm going to have to sleep on
it. Now, what are your green nachos? Why don't you give them the recipe?
Oh, wait. You know what? When I come see y'all Thursday or Friday morning, I'll tell you then.
All right. Maybe bring a tray over.
Well, I'm coming up there for the game. I won tickets to the game, so I'm coming up to Philly with my son for the first time next Thursday.
I know. I heard you tell Mike that.
Yeah, and then they told me that then I made an appointment. I guess I can come at 9 o'clock on Friday. I get to meet the morning people, and I guess y'all are going to be there so I can meet y'all, too. So I'm really excited.
Oh, really? You got all says the bottom rung, huh, Chuck?
All right.
Yeah. Just like Mikey Mist told you. Mikey Mist said you were cheating on him with the guys in the morning.
Well, yeah, with the morning show, I don't call in there very often.
Listen, we're the third fiddle anyway here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter to us.
Third fiddle. Well, hey, cuz, maybe we can go to an Atlanta Phillies game and we can talk about the game. I'll be in town for the first game.
Really? Yeah, but maybe you can ask Mike because he's your number one guy.
Mike will go to the game with you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I like how y'all busted my chops. That's all right.
God.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to coming up there and meeting everybody. And just real quick about the Eagles, I like what they're doing. I'm really desperate about a running back. I really like to see them get somebody. I don't think the three that they – I don't know if they're going to sign Ajayi. Do y'all know if they're signing him or not?
I can't see it. I don't see them signing JJ.
I am
worried about that position. I'm going to tell you.
610-632-0975 at the top of the hour. We've got a little something we call Bring the Heat. So stay tuned. That's on the way. This is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on the Fanatic. But I can tell you about my guys at Natural Lawn because my kids are running around in the yard. Yours is going to be out in the yard soon as well. You want to make sure that what you put on your lawn is safe. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America, they use safer organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. It's the best part. So you're going to get a greener lawn, and you don't have to be worried about your kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn, they've been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And for as many years as I can remember, Mike's been using them for a while. Mike, you missed me telling you, you got to use Natural Lawn. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments, they'll give you a lush green lawn you've always wanted. And for a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. So call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. Here's the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The games are on the way. Cincinnati is up 27-19. late in the first half against Iowa.
Totally satisfied.
Iowa came in limping. So we like Cincinnati in that one. So hopefully they'll advance.
You got Cincinnati?
And yes, you have Cincinnati as well.
I do, yep.
Oklahoma all over Ole Miss early. But it's early. 5 minutes into the game, 16-7. Some of the other games.
I got Ole Miss.
Well, it's early. Some of the other games are you got Texas Tech coming on a little bit. The game I'm looking forward to at 2 o'clock, UC Irvine against Kansas State. They're the 13 seed, the Anteaters. I like the Anteaters to maybe pull the upset here.
Ooh, that'd be a big upset.
Yeah, I think they can win that game.
Mm.
And then Tennessee, pretty much a layup against Colgate. Virginia a little bit later on this afternoon against Gardner-Webb. Late afternoon, Wisconsin, Oregon. I like Oregon in that one, a 12 seed to beat Wisconsin.
I think that I went Oregon there, too. I have that upset.
You're with me, Ty. Ty's with us.
I have Oregon winning there, and then Kansas State.
You got Kansas State. Well, they're the fourth seed.
Yeah.
I'm an Anteaters. I think they match up. They play really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
They run a Tony Virginia. The coach of Irvine is a Tony Bennett disciple. So they run that Virginia defense. And I think they could stifle Kansas State. I like Oregon a lot because they're hot, even though I think the Pac-12 was trash. Watch Utah State tonight against Washington. It's an 8-9 game. I like Utah State. Who you got in that one?
Utah State, Washington. I have, let's see here. I have Washington.
All right.
Yep. And then losing to North Carolina. Yeah, my bracket is submitted. No, I'm not changing anything. I did a real scientific way of doing this whole thing.
Which was?
I don't know. Trying to figure out.
Did you take hockey pucks and drop the whatever team it landed on?
Yeah, I did. I flipped the hockey puck logo side or the shield side.
Another one to watch out for. I love Buffalo against Arizona State.
Yeah, I went Arizona State. They love Buffalo. Huh?
I love this Buffalo team. I watch them all year.
What is that game?
That's at 4 o'clock today. The Bulls. This kid CJ Massenburg, who's a lot of fun to watch. And Buffalo, 30 wins. They got 31 wins on the season. They dominated the MAC up and down. They're really fun to watch. I watch them all year.
How'd you do in the 16 games yesterday?
12-4.
Okay, yeah, I went 13-3. How did you do, Andrew, in yesterday's first
half? Which tells you all my knowledge doesn't matter because...
No, in the tournament, sometimes it's a hampering.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, but you know what it is, too? I also went off the reservation a little bit. I picked... three really big upsets.
Yeah,
and I came close with a couple. But
well, the Villanova one,
they lost.
Case in point, with St. Mary's. How would you do yesterday?
I don't have my brag in front of me. I know I did pretty well. I lost Belmont. I took them over Maryland.
So I had Belmont too, and yeah, too. New Mexico
now,
State.
I had Syracuse on my bracket, but I bet Baylor, which I don't know why I did that, but I'm happy. Happy with the money.
Well, you hedged
the money result. I'm happy with.
Yeah. All right.
For the most part, it was all right. I'm with you. I got. Not Oklahoma. Who are they facing right now?
Ole Miss.
I have Ole Miss right
yeah.
Now.
Well, we'll see how it turns out. I could be the leader of the show in the clubhouse here so far.
Your boys, your Wofford boys were great.
Let me tell you something. If you are the leader...
Tells you all you need to know.
I think I just might retire.
Well, could happen. Yeah, Mr. NBA, it's not that far-fetched to call me Mr. NCAA.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm?
Yeah, it's absurd to call you anything other than... A garbage disposal.
That's the new one. I've got so many nicknames. My business card is like a mile long. I'm going to get arrested. And they're going to be like, here's all your aliases. Garbage disposal, mountain troll, caveman, Mert. Yeah. All of them, right? D-bag.
Scumbag.
Ass face. I think what Mike said that it was about me, the ass face thing.
It might have been.
I think he's an ass face.
I think that was followed up. Martinez, I think he's an ass face. Probably where it started.
That is one of the great drops of all time, though.
I got my couillons hanging here.
Yeah. The ass face when I laugh.
Yeah.
I think he's an ass face. Yeah.
Well, I like this.
Wipe your keister with it.
This was about you as well.
You skeeve me.
That probably was. Yeah.
Well,
what about his dry heave that's in there? That's one.
Just had some dry heaves.
Yeah, I was probably talking about milk and spaghetti.
No, you were sick that day.
No, I still remember that. Yeah. We had to clean the carpet.
Really?
Yeah, I had to do the show in the other studio because he had to go home. Man, he had a stomach bug come flying up on him.
You louse.
And it flew out?
Yeah, in the middle of on the air.
Wow.
Yeah. Just had some dry heaves.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you don't know when it's going to attack when you're doing a live radio show. There's nothing you can do.
I hear you.
I mean, you had a nice sneeze on the show. Yes, award-winning sneeze yesterday.
Oh, my God, that was bad. And I usually, you know, because especially the last few days, I was really down and out. So I had my hand on the cough button,
mm-hmm.
but that sneeze came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, the sneeze is very satisfying. I don't ever hold a sneeze in. I let her fly. You want to get it in, boom.
But the problem with my eye, when I sneeze once, I'm a streak sneezer.
You are.
I'll do it, you know.
Oh, there's times when you'll go like
allergy
non-stop.
Season, forget about it.
I remember one day you couldn't stop, and you're trying to, you can't
that
even operate.
Terrible.
Zach in Collingswood's on the phone. Hey, Zach.
Afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So this is an update. Right before the Eagles Super Bowl, I called you in the morning, Anthony. I asked, I needed your help with a dilemma. And the dilemma was that I'm from Brooklyn, New York. My son's here, and he was becoming an Eagles fan. I didn't know what to do, and I asked you what to do. And you said, raise him as a Giants fan.
Yes.
And I've tried, and I have completely failed. He is a diehard Eagles fan, Sixers fan, all Philly fan, and I got nothing. I just got...
It sucks. Listen, that's why I told you to try to raise him... You know, to be a Giant fan, because you're the father. You know, the blood runs through you. You want to. It's your blood. You want to bond with them.
Well, here's a new thing. Like I hear you, and I have failed, and I own that. But what's cool now is that when Pop, his grandfather, and Uncle Matt come down from Brooklyn, now they go at each other, and that's kind of fun to watch.
Now have you found yourself kind of leaning toward him and rooting on the Philadelphia teams?
So here's the thing. I will never, ever wear anything Eagles. I can't do that. Like
I respect that.
I physically cannot do that.
I respect that.
But I love the Eagles community. Like,
right.
I love listening to you guys.
Yeah.
Like, New York doesn't really have it because New York is always split in two.
Right, and it's so vast. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great
but
point.
But Philly is just like I just love it.
It's family, right.
It is. It's really cool. Like, I wish I could jump all in, but I just can't. Like, there's like...
I get you. I'd be the same way.
Yeah, there's a
if
loyalty.
If I moved somewhere else, I could never leave, you know, my Philadelphia fandom.
You know, but we're taking my boy to the Huddle Up with Autism with the Eagles because he just loves it and is all about that. And yesterday, my Vermont Catamounts almost did it against Florida, but they came up short. But we were hoping. And I got a weird food thing for you.
Who you got?
I used to do that when I was a kid. Chinese food with orange juice.
Mm.
Really?
Okay.
At the end of the meal. You get the orange, you know, the orange slices in Chinatown.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.